All right, welcome back to it. Live from Greenville, North Carolina. Donald Trump will kick off his event here about 7 o'clock tonight. Expected to take the stage about 30 minutes later, although sometimes he doesn't make it till about 8 o'clock. But North Carolina, extremely critical to the president's reelection. He carried the state by 3.6%. Pitt County here along the banks of the Tar River actually went for Hillary Clinton, where I'm sitting right now. Greenville is the home to East Carolina University. And if Donald Trump wants to win in 2020, he will need support from North Carolina again. And he may well get it. I guess we'll find out. All the counties to the south of where I'm sitting and toward the coast, towards the ocean, all went for Donald Trump. The county that I'm sitting in and two or three here to the north went for Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton won Pitt County by about 5 points, 4.6, I guess, and Donald Trump won statewide by 3.6%, taking all 15 electoral college votes here in North Carolina. And what's going to be on the ballot in 2020? Well, a lot of socialist programs, that's for sure. A lot of ideas that could cost a pile of money and, of course, increase your taxes. Let me give you an example. Bernie Sanders says if he is elected president, you will not be allowed to keep your health care insurance because the health care insurance will be eliminated. There will be no such thing as private health care insurance in America if Bernie Sanders is president. And guess what? It'll cost $40 trillion over 10 years. That would mean a doubling of the government's budget. $40 trillion over 10 years would double our annual $4 trillion budget, roughly. But I want you to hear this. It's bite number two from Bernie Sanders talking about how much it's going to cost. Bite two. Go.
If you're elected president of the United States, you're going to have to go to Capitol Hill and sell this. Vice President Biden said his plan would cost $750 billion over 10 years. If you're talking to a lawmaker, January 2021, and they say, Senator, give me a number, Medicare for all, an approximate number, how much would it cost?
Somewhere between 30 and 40 trillion over a 10-year period.
Just chump change. Nothing serious. $30, $40 trillion. Nothing serious. But he finally admitted, did Bernie, that his whole scheme would not just be taxing the rich into oblivion, punishing success, punishing those that have done well. That won't be his only MO. He'll also punish the middle class because this kind of expense is broad-based and will have to be covered by those across the country. Bite number three from Bernie Sanders. Go.
The Jeff Bezoses of the world would help pay for Medicare for all, higher taxes
yes.
on them. Should the middle class at all have a stake in creating a system like Medicare for all through a bit of a higher tax rate?
Well, how do you think health care is not free? Right now, we pay for health care in a variety of ways. Pretty complicated. About half of health care dollars, more or less, comes from taxes. That's what Medicare is about, what Medicaid is about, what the CHIP program is about, what the Veterans Administration is about. So you already spend a lot of money on that.
So a huge tax hike. He finally admits that it'll be a massive tax hike is what that'll be. It'll be a massive tax hike for the middle class because there's no way around it. And he admits that health care is not free. No kidding, Bernie. Health care isn't free. Meanwhile, you've got Joe Biden out there saying, no. Obamacare is great. Obamacare is great, and we can make Obamacare better. We can improve on this incredibly wonderful program put forth by the previous president, which most people don't like. And he also said something so ominous and so cringeworthy. I'm going to play it for you one more time because, well, you just deserve to hear 2009 regurgitated 10 years later. Bite number four from Joe Biden. Go.
How many of you have, when you were working, liked your, and you may still be working, many of you, how many of you like your employer-based health care? Did you think it was adequate? Now, if I come along and say, finish, you can't have it anymore. Well, that's what Medicare for All does. You cannot have it, period, number one. There's a hiatus spot in between, by the way, how long it's going to take. So I leave people the option. If you like your health care plan, not your employer-based plan, you can keep it. If, in fact, you have private insurance, you can keep it.
Of course you can. Why would you doubt any of that? If you like your health care plan, you can keep it. Of course, I got bounced around, I think, four or five different times on health care plans when Obamacare went into place. Got knocked off of this one and knocked off of that one. I didn't get to keep anything I liked. I do still have my doctor, but that got bounced around, from place to place. But doesn't it occur to you that the biggest lie of Obamacare, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan. It turned out to be the biggest lie of all about Obamacare. I think it got four Pinocchios from the Washington Post. Biggest lie of the year from some other folks that do such things. And yet Joe Biden's people, well, maybe they did, maybe they didn't. Maybe they were cringing as well on the sidelines. But either way, Joe Biden goes out there and says, if you like your health care plan, you can keep it. There's probably isn't anything worse he could have said to turn people off, which is why his numbers are falling, by the way. Joe Biden's national support, less than 30% in several places now. Yeah, he's in real trouble. Still running fairly strong in some of the early states. The Democrats are in trouble. Nationally, here it is. Joe Biden, 27.8% nationally. That's his number. In Iowa, 26%. In New Hampshire, 26%. Running in second place, Sanders, Warren. Elizabeth Warren is in this thing. So the top three contenders, Biden, Sanders, and Warren. Man, it's going to be a horse race, ain't it? Back in North Carolina after this.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.